are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So change is inevitable, right? And yet for those prone to anxiety, it can feel like stepping into the unknown without a safety net. Whether that's moving to a new city, starting a new job, or going through a breakup, major transitions can trigger intense stress. But is anxiety during change a sign of weakness, or could it actually be a natural response that we can learn to navigate? What are the best strategies for managing anxiety when life throws a curveball? And we invite you all to engage with us as we have this conversation with Pearline Coughlin from the Vista Clinic about anxiety. What have your experiences been, especially when it comes to these major life changes like moving to a new city or starting a new job, changing schools, things like that? Let me know what your experience has been. +27734703520. Pearline, good morning and happy Friday.
Good morning, Bongi, and to all our listeners as well, and happy Friday to you too.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us once again. This is an interesting one, and I think a lot of people will be able to identify with the anxieties of, you know, major life changes. Let's talk about this. Why do major life transitions trigger so much anxiety in us?
Bongi, you know, there are so many major life transitions which people experience on a daily basis, and I think you've mentioned quite a few, and it involves uncertainty, it involves loss of control and change. And when this happens, there is firstly the fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
So we don't know what to expect, and you know, our brains naturally try to predict the future, and uncertainty can cause quite a great discomfort for many of us. If there's loss of routine and stability, because we know that, you know, routine provides structure and it creates some sense of predictability. So when the normal routine is upset, it creates anxiety and quite a bit of discomfort with many people as well.
Yeah.
With that, Bongi, goes increased pressure and expectations, which can cause tremendous feelings of being overwhelmed. If you think about it, you know, many people have to face new responsibilities suddenly. And if there are high expectations, this can also create quite a big sense of feeling overwhelmed and also increased symptoms of anxiety, for example. There's a lot of emotional adjustment that also needs to happen. And oftentimes we tend to overlook this one. We just say to people, you know, strong's to you. You'll cope. Don't worry. But it's not so simple. Even in changes which are positive, you know, like going into a marriage or getting a promotion, letting go of the old and accepting the new can be a very, very stressful experience for many people as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, the question also comes in, what if I made the wrong decision?
Yes.
And as soon as there's doubt, you know, the self-questioning can create quite high anxiety. And then also, Bongi, if you remember from before, that change activates the body's stress response. So we constantly go into a mode of, or many people who struggle with anxiety go into a mode of, do I fight or do I flight? And so cortisol and adrenaline can also increase feelings of anxiety for many people. And that is why, you know, when change happens, we shouldn't underestimate it at all.
Yeah, sure. And it's incredible when you think about the fact that for many of us, especially once you get to adulthood, you've experienced so many changes, and you'd expect that at this point you should be comfortable with it, because all the times that you were anxious about it in the past, things turned out fine. Even when you made a mistake, I mean, you're still here, you're still standing. So you'd expect that we'd be more comfortable with the idea of change. And yet the fear still follows us even into adulthood.
Absolutely, yes, Bongi. And it's so good, you know, when we can remind ourselves of the previous successes that we've had, of the things that actually worked out, even though maybe there may have been a few hurdles from before.
Yeah.
But many of us come out on the other side and we are successful.
Exactly.
And oftentimes we tend to forget about those, yes.
Yeah, for sure. So other than looking back at our previous wins and successes, what are some effective ways to stay mentally balanced during those big changes?
So, you know, Bongi, it's so important that we firstly acknowledge it. We acknowledge that, you know, change has happened And then if we stick to routine, you know, so we always encourage people stick to daily habits like exercise, sleeping and meals, you know, have them all at the same time every single day. And this helps to create stability. Okay. And just to create a support network of family and friends, you know, people who can help us gain perspective of what is going on. Mm-hmm. And during big changes, it's so important to prioritize self-care. So to relax and to recharge, I always encourage people as well, you know, journal. If you have a hobby, practice your hobby more often, just to keep the stress levels down. Mm. And sometimes when we go through changes, you know, it's important to see things and deal with it little by little and step by step. Because oftentimes we take the perspective of looking at the big picture, and this can become extremely overwhelming when we, you know, we want to finish or we want to do everything at once. So little bit by little, but sometimes it's a better perspective. Mm. Also, Bongi, it's so important to focus on the positives and also to look for opportunities or look at opportunities differently. You know, change can sometimes be a very great opportunity to grow. And if we take this perspective, rather than seeing it as a threat, it can sometimes be very useful.
Right.
And then you'll know my old, I almost want to say between you and I now, my old age advice of seeking professional help if needed.
Right.
So why, and this is the reason for that, is really that therapy or coaching can help with perspective and also dealing with change more effectively if we get that type of support.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And then how can mindfulness help in managing transition-related anxiety?
You know, mindfulness is a very powerful tool. It helps us to reduce overthinking. So, you know, when we worry about the future when it comes to anxiety, so we keep on asking, what if? It also helps us to build emotional resilience. So there's no judgment on our emotions, and acceptance of emotions helps to decrease the sense of being overwhelmed all the time.
Yeah.
It also helps us to accept eventually what happens. You know, if we observe the situation without resistance, mm-hmm. It can also reduce those feelings of panic or frustration. And then one that I've mentioned, I think, almost in all of our discussions, Bongi, is, you know, how deep breathing activates the body's relaxation response, and it helps to calm the nervous system. When our nervous systems are calm, we can respond better rather than react. And it also helps us to make well thought through decisions. And when we do this, it gives us a sense of control, so we can focus on the important things in the moment.
So the other day you talked about, we're talking about some of the ways that we can manage anxiety. And you talked about giving yourself a period, whether that's like 10, 15 minutes, to just imagine the absolute worst, just let your mind go free. Just
yes.
Whatever the things that make you anxious, just you've got a few minutes, a few controlled minutes where you can dwell on that. Would you say that there's anything
yes.
to be said about imagining the worst case scenario in this change, in this possible change? What's the worst that could happen? Would that also help? Because as you think about what's the worst that could happen, and when you think about that and you bring it into perspective, how likely is that to happen? And you try and be realistic about it. Do you think that helps, or is that too much already for someone who's prone to anxiety?
You know, Bongi, that is actually a technique that can help even before the change happens.
Okay.
Is to explore for yourself what is the worst that can happen. And oftentimes when, you know, when we start exploring the fact that there's a different perspective, then people actually feel more comfortable in moving forward with the decision. And even more so, if I can bounce the worst that can happen, mm-hmm. if I can bounce it off someone else,
mm-hmm.
oftentimes we also get a new perspective in terms of, you know, yes, there may be things that may be a challenge at the onset,
mm-hmm.
but once you're in the situation, once you establish a routine, once you get used to the new way of doing things, it may actually be not be so daunting.
Mm.
So that's a technique that can actually definitely work even before you encounter change. And then we know now that, you know, when you're in the moment, it or on a daily basis, then also practice this, it can be very useful. Yes.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So when does change-related stress turn into an anxiety disorder? Because all of us we're kind of hesitant when we have to go through some kind of changes. Most of us don't look forward to those changes. But at what point does it turn
yes.
into an actual
yes.
disorder?
So Bongi, when the stress persists beyond the transition, you know, with stress, it fades as we adjust to change. But if months after the change, if anxiety still lingers, then it may indicate that there is a disorder that we need to take note of and also maybe seek help. Mm-hmm. And also when stress feels uncontrollable, you know, with occasional worry is very normal for many of us. But if your thoughts spiral out of control, and even when you try to control it, this can also be a sign, you know, that we are now looking at an anxiety disorder. Another one which we've mentioned from before is, you know, when anxiety becomes a disorder, when it disrupts your work or your relationships, when it affects your sleep or other daily activities, you are no more able to function optimally during a day, then we know that we're starting to look at a disorder as well. Symptoms, you'll find that when physical symptoms appear frequently, you know, all the physical symptoms that we spoke about before as well, we know there's rapid heartbeat, there's shortness of breath, stomach issues like nausea or IBS, muscle tension, headaches, dizziness or sweating. And, you know, when you're in a stressful situation, this can be very normal. But if it becomes frequent, and that's the key word, if it appears frequently, then we know we need to start looking for help as well. And then a major one, we've spoken about sleep before. If you experience trouble sleeping or concentrating, and this is important because constant worry makes it hard to sleep and cause exhaustion. When we are exhausted, we can't function effectively. We are not productive anymore. So we see it in the daily things that we do, and then we know we need to look for help, or, you know, we are seeing an anxiety disorder and therefore look for help.
All right. And then as we wrap up, are there some success stories that you could share of overcoming anxiety, especially during major life changes and major life events?
Pongi, there's a few things that I mean to look at and a few people that I'd like to mention. You know, because oftentimes we tend to think, especially people who struggle with anxiety, there's often the thought that, you know, I am alone. But if you look at people like, for example, the award-winning singer Adele, she has severe stage fright and performance anxiety. So she's spoken quite a bit how she deals with a physical illness, you know, the physical side of before going onto a stage. Hugh Grant is another one, a famous actor. Oprah Winfrey, the world-renowned talk show host and presenter. She struggled with anxiety for a long time, and she practices mindfulness, she says, and meditation to help manage her stress and panic attacks. Quite a few sports people, you know, sports figures like Simone Biles, the gymnast, gold medalist gymnast, Michael Phelps, who's in swimming, Naomi Osaka, Serena Williams in tennis, those last two. And you know, most of them have spoken about their mental health and how they cope by practicing mindfulness. And also, most importantly, how they sought professional help to help them through these difficult times in their careers. You know, for us here at Vista Clinic, we love to see success stories every day, Bongi. So when we can help people accept what they go through and learn about themselves and how to cope, those are success stories already. And we acknowledge that healing is a journey. And for many guests at Vista Clinic, it really is about learning how to cope with daily challenges by learning skills and techniques. People find a community of people who understands and who can support them. And many people return home with a better understanding of themselves and also how to navigate through all the challenges life may be presenting with family, friends, the workplace, as well as with other relationships. Those are all success stories for us on a daily basis.
Sure. Beautiful. Beautiful. I love those and examples that we can all look at. And it's interesting to think about these, a lot of people look up to, and a lot of people just, you know, we admire them and my goodness, what levels of success. And you think that they have it all figured out. And so it's very important to recognize that sometimes that is just on the other side of the anxiety. When you push through, there could be such greatness standing on the other side waiting for you. Thank you so much, Praline.
Any absolutely.
Final remarks as we wrap up?
Pongi, it's just that, you know, when we go through life changes, it's important, and major ones, as we've described, it's important to take note of how we respond. And when we need and when we recognize that we are in need of assistance, is to ask for help and to know that when we go through these changes, we are not alone. So many people are struggling and people make it in life. And, you know, this is the hope that we hold on to every single day, is that no matter what I'm going through, I am not alone.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for that. And we'll be chatting again on Monday.
Absolutely, yes. Looking forward to speaking with you again. Thank you so much.
Beautiful, beautiful.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.